first of all, how do we know that data is missing, right? So it's quite easy. Now, when you look at the daily updates that were given, you recall that, tests were batched together, and, you couldn't really get a sense as to what was happening day to day from, the press releases, the updates that were given out twice a day. So we have to wait on this epidemiological report. But, the idea is essentially that if you look at the number or the sum of all the, if you add basically all the cases that you got, since the start of July or so, that number should in fact, correspond to the tallies or the totals in the epidemiological update that were given for a particular day. So in terms of the process that would have been taking place, when the results were coming in, we surmised that, what is happening is that you could think of it as, you're getting like stacks of paper essentially. And, if it's sorted, you basically can say, okay, this stack has 100 sheets of paper, all corresponding to test results. And then we know that there were 100 tests, positive tests between, the earliest date and the latest date in that stack. Somebody now has to take that and enter that into a spreadsheet state and then generate a report, right? So that is the process behind what, that's the process we suspect at least that's taking place, that it's a human in the mix. Somebody is actively digitizing or entering the data, and they just couldn't keep up with the onslaught of cases, positive cases that would have occurred in August.